says the Yalif Seif Hegdish Mitchil Hegdish. I'll learn out Seif Hegdish, that means Smicha from Tchilus Hegdish. Not Tchilus Hegdish, just like by to make Tumura, to make this animal Kaddish. Yerush Meinor, since you Yash and your father is called yours, you could make Tumura, is of Seif Hegdish. Same thing would apply in Seif Hegdish also, that Yerush Seinach, that if you're a Yerush, you could be Seinach. That's Rabbi Meir Svar. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hai v'imhamir yomir mayavidle. And what does he do with the word imhamir yomir? And the chura should also darshan, it means to be marba a yerush. And if you be marba yerush here, then the word kabbonah, you can also darshan differently by kabbonah. So the chura, what does he do with the word imhamir yomir? So Gemara says, he uses it, l'rabes asisha. He uses the extra word imhamir yomir to teach us that not only a man can make tumor on his korban, but even an isha can make tumura on her korban. She could also make tumura. An isha can make tumura on her korban. So Mara says, like, what's to happen? And why not? Ukratana, like we learned, lefisha kol inyun kula yeinu medavin la lashon zocher. The whole parasha of tumura only speaks for lashon zocher. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yachlifenu, for lo yomer oisai. Like Rashi said, that's a lashon zocher. Otherwise, it should have said lo yachlifenu. It should have said, which is lashon akeva. But since it only says lo yachlifenu is lashon zocher, if so, I would have thought to say only a zocher maybe. If so, isha minayin. How do we know to say that a lady could also make tumura on her korban? On this Talmud, remember the pasuk says a double lashon v'yemhamir yemer. If you make tumura double lashon, is the rabbi says isha. That's what Jeb Yudu would do with this extra lashon of homer yomir, but not to include a yerush. Just include an isha, she could also make tumura. The other gemara for the Rav Meir, isha minolim, according to Rav Meir, he used the words imhamir yomir. The rabbi say yerush. If he yashin your father, he can make tumura. And so how does he know to say that an isha can make it? So Meir says nafkli. He learns it out from the extra mivim homer yomir. Like there's three drushes here. It says the extra vim. That's also. Rashi says midasid kroa. So maybe learns it out from the extra vav. For Rabbi Yehuda, v'yim lo darsh. He doesn't ask him, no, he doesn't ask him his extra vav. That's the way to talk. V'yim homi yomir. Now the Gemara stamias. If so, obein Rab Meir, obein Rab Yehuda. According to both of them, why do we say there's the mit is inyan of tumur by nisha? Only time of the ribukra l'isha. Because the pasuk is mine, but the same isha is also included. Whether from the word imhamir yomir, or whether from the im, or would be mine, but isha has tumur also. So the question is, if there wouldn't be a special pasuk to be mine, but isha, how would mean I would have thought to say, kiyav the tumur alelakia. If she would make tumur on her own korban, she has her own korban. If she would say an abhemus chula next to it, zutak azu, I would have thought to say she does not get Malkus. Why? Because the Tumur is not Chal. I would have thought to say the Tumur is not Chal. So the question is why? By Vomer of Yudom Arav, and the Chain Tanah the very Yishmael, the Pasuk says, Ish o Isha ki yasu mikol chatis Adam. If a man or a lady does any one of the chatis Adam. So we dash in here, Hishma hakosiv Isha lish. The Torah makes the hekesh here, a man to a lady, or a lady to a man. L'chol ancient Shabbatera. Is any time the Torah says a lav, just like it applies to a man, applies to an isha also. There's no difference. Only by mitzvah saseh, there we say, by mitzvah saseh, she's man grom and nashim apata. But by loy saseh, that's this pasuk, isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos, that hushri put them both together. So tumur is a lav. So pshit and isha should also be able to make tumura. So what do I have to have a special pasuk for? Tumur says, no, it's true. We need a special pasuk here, a special limit. Because otherwise, now at the time, I would have thought it's like this. Hani mili, when do I say that a lady is like a man for unchin? Einish de shava bein biyachad bein mitziva. An einish that applies whether a yachad does the aveira, or even if a tziva does the aveira. Such an aveira applies both to men and women. Avol hocha babayis aveira of tumura. Kivun bi einish. Shein de shava bakerlu. There's an avera that doesn't apply to everybody. The Tanan we learned, Ein ha'tziba v'yashut v'maisim tumura. by a korban tziba or a korban shutfin, since there's no one owner, there's no din tzmura. So since there's no din tzmura by a tziba, I would have thought to say maybe isha nami ki of the lalakia. If an isha does this also, maybe she will not get malchus. Is kamashman? That's why I need a special pesach. Kamashman on yes. That an isha is also in the parasha of tzmura, and if she does it, it's chal tzmura to get malchus. This is our girsa. Rashi, I think, has another girsa. I would have thought to say, since it's a law of shame by Maisa, so really you shouldn't get malchus by tumura. Elamite, a special chiddush, you get malchus. So I would have thought maybe it only comes to include a man, not a lady. It's kamashim, yes, even by women, even by noshim, they also get malchus for this law of tumura. Now the Gemara says, Voi Rami Bachoma, Kotin Mal Sheyemer. What's going to be the loss of the cotton next tmur is it chalanath? So what's the heck of them? What are we talking about over here? And then if you want to tell me the cotton, shlehi giya liyoynis nadorim, the cotton that's not even 12 years old. Oynis nadorim means that a year before it becomes a god, before by mitzvah, if he knows what he's talking about, his nadorim is chal. The Vedash, the Pasuk Rashi says, ish kiyafli. An extra Pasuk that tells us that if a boy is 12 years old and he knows what he's talking about, his neder is chal and tedish is chal. Now, if we're talking about this boy is less than 12 years old, is somewhere tibonet, there's no question that kivon, the kivon akdusha layakdish, since he cannot make hegdish, he's less than 12, he's not a godol, he can't make something hegdish, is a murei meimer. How in the world can you say he can make tamura? My question is, but tamia, how could you say that tamura is chal and she gets malchus, he can't make hegdish, avad, he can't make tamura? Since the boy is less than 12 years old, there's no suffix. Ela rather, kikimi bole, where do I have my suffix? I'll tell you, the cotton shagir liyonis adorim. If you have a cotton that's 12 years old to 12 and a half years old. Now, Lacharuz, at this age, if he knows what he's talking about, his neder is chal, he could make something hegdish. So one swear would be, mi yamin do I say, kivin di yom amar, since we learned that the pasuk says, ish, it says by the Dorm the word ish. If so, matam le, what does another pasuk say? Kiyaf, or it says ish kiyafli neder. What lashon yafli speaks it out clearly? If the rabbis comes to include nufla hasamach liish. If you have a kid that's right before it becomes a godel, meaning the year before it becomes a godel, 12 years old by a boy, or 11 years old by a girl, there's such a chiddush akroa that the kid shoy kodesh, that if they make something hegdish, it's chal. If so, one source should be Midiyak Dusha Magdish. Since of the cotton now, this 12 years old boy makes it Hegdish. It's Chal Hegdish. If so, a Mure Nami Meimer. Now, if on his carbon that he owns, he would want to make Tamura, take a Behemoth school and say Zutakazu, it should be Chal. That's one Svara. I do maybe no. Kivon the Lav Baroin Chenu. Since Lamaise, if he would do it, he would not get Malchus because he's only 12 years old. And to get Malchus, you have to be at least be bar mitzvah, you have to be a godel. If so, maybe b'tzmur le mitzvahs. Maybe tzmur will not be chal. But since the Pasuk says, the Rashi says, Tehsiv it says, Le'achlifen of lo'yemeroi say, for all you was merosa klema, man maybe the yisad b'chlal v'lav le'achlifen of get Malchus, he's b'chlal, it should become tzmur, it should become kodesh. But maybe this cotton, since he's only 12, is less than bar mitzvah. Even though his hegdish could be chal, but since he would not get malchus for the avera, maybe it's not a barochi to make tamura. That's one side. So that's a one suffix. Now the Gemara says, in Tim Slain, even if you want to tell me that cotton over tamura, maybe yes. If this cotton over 12 years old makes tamura chal, you know why maybe? To your osel echlal enshin. Because even though right now he's less than bar mitzvah, but like when he will become bar mitzvah, he will be the chlal enshin. So it's called the garbo that's bechlal enshin, therefore it's tamura chal. But even if you want to say that svara, what's going to be oivet kichovim mao sheyemer? What's going to be if an oivet kichovim has his own carbon, can he make tamura on his carbon or not? Mi amata, do you say, mi diak dushe magdish, since a goy has a right to make a carbon, the tanya will learn. The pasuk says, ish ish, a double lotion. Is matam lem ish ish, what does the pasuk have to say, ish ish? If the rabbi says, oivet kichovim comes to include even a goy, shenoidrim nadorim nadavus ki yisrael, they have a right to bring a korban neder or nadova like Yisrael. They could say, Harezu shlamim, Harezu oyla. So a guy could make a korban. If so, a svar would be, Emuri nami meimer. After they make their behemoth korban, kodesh, Now, if the take a behemoth school and say zu taka zu, maybe it would be chal tamura. Or do we maybe know the svar again is kivon de leyos lechal oinchin? Since a goy does not get malchus for the avera, he'll never get malchus for it. He doesn't come lechal oinchin. In sol ki yavu tamura lekotchi. Maybe if a goy makes tamura not bichal, that's our shaila. When a goy makes a korban and then he makes tamura on that korban, is it chal the din tamura? Is the second one kodesh or not? Since even since one swears he's a godly, he can make hegdish. But then maybe no, since he doesn't get malchus for it, it wouldn't be chal the kedusha on the second carbon, the second behema. That's the shaila. Some Rav Rava says like this. Toshma coming here. The Tani went on like this. Kodshi of the Chavin, a guy that makes a carbon hegdish, he makes a carbon kabar kodshim. The locher is loynenin, like midrabonin. You're not allowed to have hanor from it. It's also bahanor to have enjoyment from it. But v'loy meilin, if you do have hanor from it midiraisa, there's no isamila. Tanakama learns the parasha of Mila was only said by a korban that a Jew made. But if a guy makes a korban, that kedusha is not strong enough, there's no issa Mila. If you have hano, you don't have to bring a korban Mila. Also, the Ein Chayov Malayim is shun pigul nes v'tanei. Even if this korban becomes pigul or left over, becomes tanei, you don't get punished for eating it. It's not pechal v'chiv chorus of pigul nes v'tanei. And also it says clearly, Ein Eisim Tzmura, that even though a guy's korban is kodush, but the guy can't make tamura on it, so clearly there's no din tamura. V'ein mevi'en in the sochim, and we don't bring the sochim on the guy's carbon. Avo carbono toin the sochim, but his carbon alone could have the sochim. So Rashi explains the mitzvah like this: that when the guy brings his carbon, if right then he has the sochim, we let him bring his sochim. But if he doesn't bring the sochim now by a Jew, you could bring the sochim even in 10 days from now. But by a guy, no. If you don't bring it for Shas to Korban, we don't let you bring it later. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon, that the kitzah Korban of a goy is different than the Korban of a Jew. Amar Rabbi Yezer, says back, no. The Kulam, by all these cases, Ani Royal Achmer, I held no, that there's a Kedusha of a goy is just like the Kedusha of Yisrael. And he also Pasha what, that you would be over Samila, and maybe there would be an Issa Tigal Nasa Batame. And yes, no, maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, it would be a din tamura. He was really lahachmir. Now, b'med, if a memura mem was this said, this machloikis, not even according to the Tanakhama. There's no isamila, that's only the kotchim is beach, if the guy was makdish a behema. Avo the kotchim bedek habayis, that's if the guy was tam makdish a chair to give over to hegdish, to the bedek habayis, then the loch was even by guy's kedusha, abad and meilim behen. So this is a loch, as I shall see later, what the svaras are. We had this gemara in Kulin. These are separate svaras. But I call upon them ketonim miyad, negayah to us. What do we learn over here? It says clearly, according to the Tanakhama, ein oisin tamura, that it does not make tamura. So who is poshed al shayla, that when the guy, even though he can make a korban, but later if he makes tamura, it's not chal tamura. Now the word says like this. For Rami bar Choma, what was his shayla? His shayla was like this. Rami bar Choma, the hegdish oivei kechovim, if a guy was matnish a korban for his own sake that he should have the kapara, then avada maskim that on that korban is no din tamura. Kikomi boyle, where was his shalom like this? The hegdish oivikichavim umeschapa biyisrael, where a guy was matnish a korban, but he had in mind that to give it over to a Jew, that a Jew should have a kapara for it. Let's say a Jew wanted to bring a korban ayla. So the guy now is matnish a korban ayla, that it should be brought to be mischaper for a Jew in such a case. So the shaila is like this: Boso matnish aslina. Do we go boso the guy that made the kedusha, and therefore the chur there should not be a din tamura here? Or maybe no, boso mischaper aslina. We'll go boso the person that receives the kapara, the Jew, and therefore the chur the Jew should be able to make tamura here. So that was the shaila. So Gemara still says, Tif should lay midir bavua. Let's be pushing that shaila from bavua. The Yomer Rav Huru Vuh is something like this. Amr Rav Yechon and Rav Yechonon HaMakdish Moisev Chaymish. When somebody is Makdish a Behema, the Lachor is, if you want to redeem it back later, the owner has to add a fifth. So who has to add the fifth? The one that was Makdish it. But Umischaper Reis HaTemura. Let's say Reuven brings a korban for Shimon, that Shimon should be forgiven with this korban. So Negeyat Ilchus Temura, who's the Bailam here? Shimon, it says. Shemzul Mischaper, the one that receives the kapara, he's the one that can make tamura, he's called the Bailam. for Tamura, the Mishchat, we'll see later why, he's called the Bailam. Our third halacha, he says, for Yatur,